You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
It's a beautiful morning.
Have you got spring fever? I know I do, and we may get a break from the rain over the weekend, though. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain why the spring equinox brings the coldest and driest air with it here in the Northwest. First, Cliff, let's talk about the rain that's coming down around here right now. When is this going to stop?
Well, it's already stopping. There's a major front that has just slid by us. So the steady rain is almost over here in Puget Sound. It's still raining to the south. And today we'll have showers. A band of heavier showers will come in this afternoon. So it's going to be a wet day, but there will be breaks. And one thing you should notice is the temperatures have warmed up. We've had temperatures above 50 degrees now for over a week. So, you know, we had a period, particularly earlier in March, where temperatures were way below normal, highs getting up only into the mid-40s. Well, we've really transitioned to much more normal springtime temperatures. And if you look outside, the plants and everything has responded to that. The birds are back, the weeds are growing, the daffodils are up, even the cherry blossoms are out. So we've really made this spring transition. Now, the weather forecast has shifted slightly. Tonight, the showers will die back, and tomorrow, Saturday, will be, you know, a partly cloudy day here in the lowlands. There'll be showers in the mountains, but it won't be a bad day at all. Temperatures getting into the lower 50s, so actually Saturday won't be bad if you're not on the western side of the Cascades. Now, Sunday will be more complicated. The weather system is coming in a little bit faster, so I think if you get up in the morning early, it'll be quite dry and very pleasant, but sometime around lunch, maybe to 1 or 2 o'clock, the next weather system is going to come in. So if you're going to do something outside on Sunday, do it early, because it'll be wet later in the afternoon, and certainly the temperatures will get up to around 50 to 52, something like that. And then I'm afraid next week, it's not going to be a dry period. There's a series of fronts and upper-level disturbances coming through, so we'll have plenty of rain next week.
Well, you mentioned gardening. I feel like gardening is a little easier sometimes when the soil is a bit wetter. So maybe that's a nice thing about the weekend forecast. You said you're going to get out there, Cliff?
I will. And, you know, I've been waiting for the rain to stop working my garden. One thing I've noticed is that this year, a few of my plants have died. It was cold enough that some of the less hardy plants suffered a bit. So, you know, we haven't seen that in the last few years, which have been quite warm.
Interesting. Now, what about this correlation between the spring equinox, when things even out in terms of light, and the humidity in the air?
Well, it depends where you're talking. If you go above us, not at the surface, if you go above a few thousand feet, the air is drier this time of the year than any other time of the year, which is quite interesting. It's also colder. And in fact, that's the reason it's drier. The amount of water vapor air can hold depends on temperature. And the air aloft over us right now is the coldest of the whole year. Now, you might expect the coldest air over us would be in December or right after that, when the sun is the weakest. But that's not the case. It takes a while for the air aloft to warm up. You can think of the atmosphere as a gigantic flywheel. And, you know, even though it's trying to accelerate, it takes a while for it to speed up. Well, the same thing is true of the upper atmosphere. So above us right now, it's very cold. It's colder than it normally is any other time of the year. And because of that, it's also drier.
So if you're a mountain climber, beware. You would not want to be up there. Or how far up are we talking?
Well, anywhere from a few thousand feet all the way to 10, 20,000 feet, it's cooler. Now, one interesting thing is because the air above us is cooler, that gives us more of thunderstorms and these cumulus clouds. The atmosphere is actually less stable now than any other time of the year. And that makes sense. The air above us is cold, but the surface is starting to warm up. The sun is getting quite strong. The sun now is as strong as it is in September. So we're warming the surface. The air is still cold aloft. That means there's a big change in temperature with height. We call that lapse rate. And when you have a large change in temperature with height, the atmosphere tends to be unstable. It tends to convect, and you get these cumulus clouds and cumulonimbus. So this is the unstable time of the year where we get these showers and sunbreaks.
Lots of churn above us. Thank you, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.